Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3649BN. Today's date is May 23rd, 2025, and the title of the episode is Obamagate Exposed. Piece by piece, Trump is dismantling the deep state election rigging system. Let's talk about our health. Semaglutides like Ozempic have been hailed as breakthroughs for weight management, but shedding pounds might not be the only thing patients experience. Concerns over Ozempic's potential risks, including thyroid cancer, pancreatitis, are rising. Many users also report side effects such as nausea, vomiting, and even hair loss. This is why I use the amazing Keto Power and love the results I'm seeing in the mirror. It is a premium C8 MCT oil powder using natural ingredients designed to enhance ketone production, control appetite, manage excess weight, reduce cravings, and increase energy. Plus, it mixes smoothly and tastes great with my morning coffee or post-workout protein shake, making this easier than ever to help manage my weight. Help your body perform its best with and try it today while it's 51% off, now only at ketowithx22.com. Plus, order today and you'll also receive free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, this is only available at ketowithx22.com or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are being exposed every step of the way. You could see the judiciary is being exposed right now. What the people are witnessing right now, they're realizing that all of these judges, they have a connection to their spouses or their children, where they're involved in NGOs, in certain agencies, they're getting kickbacks. And the people now, they see that these judges have a huge conflict of interest. And this is why they're going after Trump. Yes, they're controlled by the deep state players, but the people now, they're seeing this and they're seeing it all play out. Plus, the other thing that people are now seeing is how Obamagate is being exposed. And I'm saying it's Obamagate because, again, this all goes back to Obama. The Russia collusion, the spying on Trump, the controlling of Biden when he was in the White House, because all these individuals that were working the auto pen, all these individuals that were making all these different policies, where do you think it came from? You think they were just thinking it up? You think they were just doing it? Or did they have someone directing them? Now, I do believe Obama, he stayed in the shadows. He stayed in the basement, like he said, and he just spoke to certain people, do this, do that, and they carried out these orders. So as of right now, what we are seeing from everything that we've seen with Biden and what the fake news is doing and what the D's are doing, Obamagate is being exposed because now we know that Biden wasn't running the country. And the fake news, the D's, they just handed all the evidence on a silver platter to Trump. Trump has been saying this for a very long time, that he's not running the country. Somebody else is. And basically, they just confirmed all of this for Trump. So Obamagate has been exposed. And you have to remember, everything that Trump is doing right now is to bring us to a point where the people see it all. They see the system. They see the true enemy of this country. Because without seeing it, without understanding it, you can't have change. And the more information you get, the more you experience it, the more you see it, the more you believe it. And that's what people are experiencing right now. And along the way, Trump knows that the midterms are very, very important because we have the first phase where he's exposing the entire system, exposing Obamagate, exposing the lies, the cheaters, and the money laundering and the kickbacks and everything like that. And to move to that next phase after the midterms, you need to make sure that you have control over who gets into the House, who gets into the Senate. And that is what Trump is working on right now. Piece by piece, Trump is dismantling the deep state election rigging system. Now, does he have the SAVE Act passed? I don't know if the SAVE Act is going to get passed, maybe after the midterms. So what Trump is doing, he's using a completely different tactic to make sure that the elections for the midterms are as safe as possible. And how is he doing this? Well, he's already signed an executive order where this executive order is going to make sure that those individuals show proof of citizenship for voter registration. And he's going to make sure that the non-citizens aren't going to vote. What's the other thing that's happening right now? Well, if you notice, Doge is getting rid of all those Social Security numbers. You know, the 12 million that have been used to give out to illegals. Well, that has been shut down right now. Those individuals that are 120 years or older, they are now designated as deceased and nobody's getting the Social Security numbers. And Trump did, he did one more thing. I do believe there's going to be many other things, but he did one more thing that is going to allow the midterms to be safe. And I do believe that when all of this is in place, it's going to allow the people to vote and get the person they voted for into office. So what else did Trump do? Well, he went ahead and he's reforming the systematic alien verification for entitlements program to more efficiently keep up with foreign nationals, including illegal aliens, and these people are going to be thrown off of the state voter rolls. And why do you think this hasn't been kept up? Because they wanted the illegals on the voter rolls, and they wanted the Social Security numbers. But if you look, every step of the way, he's removing the deep state's ability to cheat in the election piece by piece. And every step of the way, it's becoming more and more difficult for the deep state players to actually rig the system. And this is why they're fighting so hard to keep the illegals in here. While they're fighting to keep the illegals in here, Trump, on the back end, is actually making it very, very difficult for these illegals to even vote. So basically, it looks like Trump is exposing the judiciary, keeping them very, very busy. And yes, does he want to get the illegals out of here? Does he want to get the criminals out of here? Absolutely. But while they're busy with this, he's making sure that they won't be able to use the cheating system the deep states that he's have set up. And that is very, very important, because in the end, we need to take complete and utter control over the House and the Senate to move to the next phase. Because remember, we're exposing the entire system. We're exposing how the criminal network actually functions. Because once you see it function, once you understand who the enemy is, once you see who's getting the kickbacks, once you see that, it's going to make it a lot easier to move to the next phase. Because now you don't have to identify the criminals. You already know who they are. You already know how the system works. And I do believe as time goes on, you're going to see the other documentation that Trump has declassified. So you could see how they spied on the president, how they used the Russian collusion hoax, how they were treasonous to this country. And that's what people now are seeing. Remember, the deep party, the deep state, the fake news, they're becoming the party of crime, of child mutilation, of pedophiles, of not following the rule of law. That's what they're becoming. And every step of the way, it's getting worse and worse for them. I mean, take for example, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. He's out there and he was telling everyone, oh, I hire the black people. I look at their skin color because those are the best people that I want to hire, without looking at the actual ability of the person. And since he said that, what happened? There was an investigation that was opened up by the DOJ because his hiring practice is racially based. And actually, he just made it worse for himself. He said, as he was speaking to a church in Woodlawn, Illinois over the weekend, Johnson said he preferred to hire black people because they are more generous than whites. I mean, think about what he's saying right now. And the whole thing now is falling apart and he's pissed off and he's calling Trump a monster and he's saying that Trump is racist. It's amazing how these people project their racism onto Trump. Actually, they project everything that they have been doing onto Trump, and it always comes back to get them. Now, we could see the deep state players, yes, they're trying to keep their illegals in this country because they need them, because they are their constituents. They're the ones they use to illegally vote in the elections. They're the ones who are they're going to use to push riots. They're the ones that they need to keep their central bank system going because you need cheap labor. This is why they're keeping them in here. And Trump, every step of the way, as he's deporting these people, he is showing you the deep state system, how it works, and who they're going to protect. They're not going to protect the American people. They're going to protect their criminals. And it's becoming clearer and clearer every day that passes. And a perfect example of this is Judge Hannah Dugan, where ICE agents came in and they were staking out the judge's office and the entire area to apprehend the illegal. And you can see how the judge tried to keep the ICE agents busy so the illegal could escape. Take a listen to what happened here and watch what happened here.
He meets his attorney in the hallway and walks towards Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan's courtroom. Along the way, he passes plainclothes federal agents who are sitting on a bench. They are there to detain him. After Flores Ruiz walks by, the agents turn to each other and appear to confirm his identity amongst themselves. But a few moments later, Judge Dugan and another judge approach the agents sitting on the bench. A criminal complaint against Dugan later said she was alerted to their presence by a court official. That complaint says during this interaction, Dugan and the agents disagreed over the type of warrant they had to arrest Flores Ruiz. According to the complaint, Dugan ordered the agents to go to the chief judge's office. Video shows her pointing them through a double door. She then turns back to speak with other agents further down the hall and orders them through the doors as well. Shortly after that, with the agents gone from the hallway, Eduardo Flores Ruiz and his attorney exit into the hallway through a different door. As they walk down the hall toward the elevators, they pass another plainclothes federal agent neither they nor Judge Dugan seem to have noticed at the time. That agent motions to another to follow Flores Ruiz. Security video shows Flores Ruiz exiting through a basement exit. Upstairs on the sixth floor, the other agents have left the chief judge's office and worked their way downstairs. Flores Ruiz left the building onto 9th Street. Videos of the street shows the agents catching up to him. Flores Ruiz runs across 10th Street while trying to get away, but the agents catch him and arrest him.
And right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And again, all these individuals saying, oh, these illegals, they need due process. Well, first of all, if you came into this country, the due process is, are you here legally? You are? Well, then we're going to get rid of you. The other due process is the crimes that they've committed. And what's very interesting is Anderson Cooper, he was interviewing Democratic Congressman Dan Goldman. And this is what has been said here. All anyone is talking about here is due process. Democrat Congressman Dan Goldman on federal judge saying that the Trump administration unquestionably violated a court order when it tried to transfer migrant detainees on a possible deportation flight to South Sudan. Stephen Miller responded to this and says, these migrant detainees are convicted illegal alien murderers and child rapists with final orders of removal who have received years of due process despite their savage crimes. Democrats are burning down our legal system to keep invading murderers and monsters in America. And this is what people are saying. These people have already been convicted of crimes, of murder, rape, and everything else like that. They've already been processed. And the D's, they are defending them, not defending the victims. Remember, there has to be someone on the other side. There has to be a victim. Have you heard any of these D's going, you know something? Look at the crime that they committed. They raped that girl. Look at the crime they committed. They murdered that person. They never even mentioned that. They never mentioned the victim. They never say, what due process did the victim get? Think about it for a second. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And this shows you what the D party truly is. But the other thing that's really interesting is that Republican Governor Kelly Ayotte signed a bill banning sanctuary cities in the state of New Hampshire, which is very, very surprising. So New Hampshire's Republican Governor Kelly Ayotte has signed a bill that bans so-called sanctuary cities in the Granite State, in direct contrast to her neighbors to the south in Massachusetts and to east in Maine. And she ran on this entire agenda saying, I'm going to shut this down. And that's exactly what she has done. And I do believe every single red state with a Republican governor, actually should be the blue governors too, but they're not going to do it. Every single state should do the same exact thing and ban sanctuary cities. But we know that a lot of the red states, they will definitely do this. And those states are going to be better off for it, because once again, these individuals will not be able to be, they won't be protected, they won't be able to stay there, and it's going to be a complete and utter disaster for the illegals. And the governors should completely and utterly cooperate with ICE and have these individuals removed. And all that will be left is all the illegals in the blue states, in the blue cities. And you're going to watch the blue states, the blue cities completely implode on themselves, because you're going to see crime ramp up. Because you have to remember, when you remove the designation of sanctuary cities within the red states, even though there's a Democratic mayor or something like that, where do you think these people are going to go? They're going to run to those areas where they have protection. And those are the blue states, the blue cities, which means those states are going to deteriorate much, much quicker than anyone could ever imagine. And the people in those areas, they're actually going to demand that ICE come in and remove these individuals. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But we could see we're heading in that direction. Now, the other thing that we could see is that the Biden administration, or should we say the Obama administration, they needed as much money as possible as they left office, because they knew that Trump was going to come in and actually reverse everything that they were going to do. So during the last couple of weeks in office, what did the Obama administration do? Yes, I'm calling it the Obama administration, because in reality, even though he hasn't come out and said he's running anything, which he's not going to do, or the proof hasn't come out that Obama was running everything, I do believe he was in the shadows and he had these people, because they were in office, doing what he wanted them to do. But Wall Street Apes put this out and said, Democrats laundered so much money before Donald Trump took office. In the 76-day period between Trump winning and Biden leaving office, $93 billion was sent from the DOE, who gave it away with no oversight, no entities, with no financials. So during this period of time, we saw more money go out, pretty much twice as much as in the previous 15 years than at any other time. And nobody was monitoring it. There were no financials. It was nothing. This was pure money laundering right there. And yes, there is waste and fraud in the government. I mean, that's just a given, because again, nobody's watching anything. No one's checking anything. No one's auditing anything. I mean, when you really look at it, audits aren't even really being done. And this is why DOGE is so important, because they just found out that unused phone lines, well, it's been costing the government about $100 million per year, and they're unused. Why in the world would we have something like this? Why would anyone even want to pay for this unless somebody on the other end is making money off of it somewhere, somehow? But look what has just been done. The Department of Government Efficiency, after 11 weeks and working with Social Security, they have finished this major cleanup initiative. Approximately 12.3 million individuals aged 120 plus years old have now been marked as deceased. Some complex cases remain, such as individuals with 2+ different birth dates on file. These will be investigated in a follow-up effort. Marjorie Taylor Greene responded to this and said, "This is remarkable. 12.3 million people over the age of 120 are now finally marked deceased. This will drastically reduce fraud, and it will also remove the ability for the deep state players to cheat in the election, because they can't use these Social Security numbers." Now, just think about it. 12.3 million people, and think about the illegals that are in this country. They could take those Social Security numbers, give them to the illegals. They mail in a mail-in ballot, and they voted. That's how the system works. And now it's all being reversed. And think about the one big, beautiful bill. Remember, they don't want this. And whenever you hear the deep state players saying, oh, you're going to lose your health insurance, oh, you're not going to get your Social Security, oh, you're not going to, it's actually the opposite. Remember when Obamacare came in, when they said, oh, you're going to have great health insurance? Well, let's see, they penalized the American people for not taking this crappy health insurance, and the health premiums skyrocketed, and people did lose their health insurance. Barack Obama put this out and said, right now, Republicans in Congress are trying to push through a bill that would put millions of Americans at risk of losing their health care. They want to cut federal funding for Medicaid, take away tax credits that help more people afford coverage, and raise costs for working. Actually, the opposite's going to happen, because whenever they tell you that this is going to happen, it's actually the opposite. No one's losing anything. Actually, you know who's going to lose it? The illegals and all the fraud that's being taken place here. So whatever they tell you, it is always the opposite. And think about when they keep saying, oh, you're going to lose your benefits. Oh, you're going to lose this. Now, what they're really saying is, we're going to lose control over you. Cynical Publius put this out and said, So as the big, beautiful bill proceeds to the Senate, Democrats are doing their usual shuck and jive about how mean Orange Man wants to steal your benefits. Let me explain reality. This is not about giving you a benefit of any kind. Instead, it's about controlling you. It's about power, healthcare benefit. That's about controlling your healthcare. Social Security benefit, that's about controlling your retirement. Food benefits, that's about controlling what you eat. Education benefits, that's about controlling what you are allowed to learn. Every benefit has the actual purpose of controlling every aspect of your life. Benefits are a cage with which they trap you as you willingly walk inside the trap. Each benefit you take means that much less control you have over your existence. And you cede that control to Democrat bureaucrats who make more than you, have better job security than you do, and work less hard than you do. Benefits are all about power, Democrat power, and the filthy, illegitimate wealth Democrats in and out of office obtain as they lord over what benefits you are and are not allowed to possess. And he's absolutely right. And we could see that once again, what they really like to do is they like to control every aspect of your life. That's what it's about. It's about control. And if you look at it, this is why they set it up this way, because you're dependent on the government. They could tell you what to do. This is why, in the end, the central bank system, what did they want to do? They wanted to move us into a central bank digital currency. What would that give them? That would give them control. Right now, they have the control over the creation of currency. They have control over governments. They have control over the way the government creates laws and collects your money. And you know what else is being covered up? The dark side of melatonin supplements. Since melatonin is a hormone, if we take too much of it, then our body stops producing it naturally. Additionally, studies have shown that kids who have chronically high melatonin don't go into puberty until a very late age. Melatonin suppresses puberty and messes with testosterone levels. To give you an idea, if you give melatonin to a male Siberian hamster, its testes go from the size of a marble to the size of a grain rice within a week. Thankfully, there's hope. Dr. Andrew Huberman, neuroscientist and tenured professor at Stanford University recently revealed that what he calls his favorite sleep cocktail.
My favorite sleep cocktail, based on really good, solid, peer-reviewed science, is magnesium threonate and something called apigenin, which is basically a derivative of chamomile. Those two things work really well. They essentially shut down the forebrain thinking, anticipating part of your brain, allow you to drift off into sleep really well.
Oh, I need that all day then, if you shut that down.
You know, theanine is the third thing in the cocktail.
Isn't theanine, that is also a nootropic?
So theanine also turns on what's called the GABA system. It's like an inhibitory neurotransmitter, and it helps suppress anxiety and kind of turn off thinking. It helps you make the transition into sleep.
I mean, right.
Sure thing.
Because I think I do need this.
These are a game changer. I'll be amazed if it doesn't help.
Black Forest has created a supplement that contains all of these ingredients and more. They're calling it SleepX, and it takes advantage of the latest cutting-edge science to help you not only fall asleep, but stay asleep naturally. Forget about destroying your ability to fall asleep with melatonin or using Big Pharma's dangerous and addictive sleeping pills. And let's be real, we need to be strong, mentally sharp, and in peak condition. No one's going to take care of us but us. That is why we need to have a rejuvenating sleep where we can rest and charge up for the world that is constantly trying to make us fat, weak, and docile. Here's the deal. I worked out an exclusive offer with my guy at Black Forest Supplements to hook you up with an amazing buy two, get one completely free for the next 48 hours. But this stuff always sells out, so don't wait. Take advantage of this launch day deal, since they said it is never going to be this cheap ever again. Go to blackforestsupplements.com/X22 or just click the link in the description. But again, they want full and utter control. And they realized, in the end, we need to take control over everything. So once again, that's what the benefits are. See, the founding fathers never wanted this. They wanted you to be independent. They didn't want you to be dependent on government. They didn't want the government to give you anything. They wanted you to be independent. They wanted you to work. They wanted you to actually make it on your own. And what the D's did is they made it impossible for you to make it on your own. What the central banks did, they made it impossible for you to make it on your own. I'm not saying that there aren't people that make it on their own, but most of America, it's very, very difficult, because the system that they set up, it's designed to keep you back. It's designed to make it harder and harder for you to get ahead, especially if you have a job. If you own a business, you have more of an opportunity to get ahead, because again, you're a little bit more in control of your life. Why do you think they're They were implementing more regulations. Why do you think they wanted to place more taxes? Why do you think they were hurting the small businesses? Because they didn't like that, because they couldn't control those people. Those people were able to break out and get ahead in the system. Some people were very, very successful in it. But the everyday working person, they were dependent on the system. And the system, as it broke down over time, it made it very, very difficult for people. And this is why they had to get one, two, three jobs. And eventually what happens, most people are dependent on the government just to live. And this way, the central bank, the deep state players can say, you want this? Well, you have to do what we say. If you don't, we're taking it away from you. And now what they're realizing with what Trump is doing, he's actually removing that control and he's giving it back to the people. Just like he said when he was running for president back in 2016, just like he said when he was running for president in 2020, just like he said when he was running for president in 2024, he's giving the control back to the people. And this is what the central bank and deep state players have been taking away from the people. Now, the other thing that we could see yesterday, we said that Ilhan Omar, she wasn't giving any condolences for what happened with these two young individuals where they were shot on the street. And it looks like because this got so much traction, she had no choice but to actually give her condolences. And this is what she put out. I'm appalled by the deadly shooting at the Capitol Jewish Museum last night. Holding the victims, their families and loved ones in my thoughts and prayers. Violence should have no place in our country. But if Nick Sorter didn't go up to her and Elon didn't refuse to condemn the assassination, and if it wasn't all over X, all over Truth, all over the place, do you think she would have done this? Absolutely not. I think because she was boxed in, she had no choice to do this because everyone was watching her and everyone was saying, okay, what are you going to do now? And this is what happens with these individuals. They have to be forced into doing these things. Now, what's very interesting about this whole shooting, it looks like the deep state players, they are now ramping this up to do the same thing that that happened with Luigi, where they're getting the people all riled up saying, yes, this is what we need to do. We need to start to kill people. And I think this is what the deep state wants to do during the summer. Remember, during the summer months, we had BLM, where they went out and they rioted, they burned, they looted, they did everything else. I think they want the same thing done this time. Remember, Trump, what is he doing? He's shutting off their funding. He's removing their security clearances. So they don't have the ability to do what they did back in 2020. But what they have to do is they have to try to create the narrative, and they're hoping that the people will join in on this. And what's very interesting about this is you could see that when this individual went to shoot these people, he actually went to shoot and kill and make sure that they were dead. Andy Ngo put this out and said, the federal criminal complaint against the Jewish Museum gunman suspect Elias Rodriguez describes what surveillance video showed of the shooting. Kansas woman Sarah Milgram tried hard to fight to survive. She was shot from behind and then again repeatedly when the gunman stood over her. She attempted to crawl away but was shot again. In one final move, she attempted to sit up but was shot several times more after the gunman reloaded. Milgram's boyfriend, Yaron, was declared dead at the scene while she was transported to a medical facility where she was then declared dead. This is absolutely horrific. So what are we seeing now? Well, now we're starting to see pro-Hamas groups celebrate the horrific murder of Israeli diplomats outside the Jewish Museum as an heroic attack. Andy Ngo put this out and said, many leftists on social media are praising Elias Rodriguez, the man accused of gunning down a young couple outside Jewish Museum in D.C. Both of the victims work for the Israeli embassy. And this is what they're putting out on X. What Elias Rodriguez did is the highest expression of anti-Zionism. Then Andy Ngo put this out and said, Unity of Fields, the renamed group for extremist leftist group Palestine Action, has published for distribution the manifesto of the D.C. Jewish Museum gunman. They support double murder suspect Elias Rodriguez and say he is a political prisoner. The group is urging other comrades and fellow travelers to commit more acts of deadly violence. So right there, I do believe what the deep state players are trying to do. They're trying to create another summer of riots like what happened during George Floyd. and they're trying to get the movement going. I don't think they have the ability and the funds that they had before to create the riders by paying them. So they're trying to push this in a different way. And I wouldn't be surprised if this gunman was promised protection if you went ahead and did this, that he wouldn't go to jail. Because again, why would you do this and then go to jail unless someone was in his ear saying, listen, you'll be protected. We have judges in places. They're going to rule that there's a mistrial or something, and you're going to get off and you're not going to go to jail. Just, I mean, we've seen this in the past. We've seen this in many other states where these people have committed crimes and they don't go to jail. But we'll have to see how this all plays out in the end. But First Lady Melania Trump, she came out and saying, listen, we need to come together here. She says, at the core of the United States Constitution are the principles of tolerance, unity, and religious freedom. Today, I urge Americans to reflect on our identity and our collective future. We must remain steadfast in our commitment to upholding the dignity of every individual. The tragic murders of Sarah and Yaron in our nation's capital serve as a stark reminder of the need for moral clarity and firm action. Let us come together in both grief and determination to confront hatred and to uphold the ideals that define our nation. We are one. And she's absolutely right. We need to come together and we need to actually look at the true enemy here. Now, again, the deep state players, they're going to keep pushing this and pushing this. But I think the country now can see who the true enemy is. And I do believe they're going to be pushing this very, very hard during this summer. And we'll have to see how this goes because we know that August is normally a very, very hot month. And as Congress is away, the deep state likes to try to push certain events. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that we could see is that Ukraine and Russia now, they have decided to swap prisoners. Trump, he put this out and said, a major prisoner swap was just completed between Russia and Ukraine. It will go into effect shortly. Congratulations to both sides on this negotiation. This could lead to something big. And I do believe Trump, every step of the way, he is pushing very, very hard to get peace in this region. And I do believe in the end, he will get peace. And again, he's not just battling with Putin and Zelensky. He's battling with the deep state. He's battling with the EU. He's battling with all these forces because they actually want the war to continue. They don't want peace because once they have peace, the game is over for them. And they know this. Now, the other thing that we've come to know, and we talked about it yesterday, where they had the congressional hearings, we've come to know that the vaccine is a bioweapon. It kills people. It hurts people. COVID was a plandemic. They lied about the test. The test didn't show who had COVID. It was a false positives. The amount of people that they said died from COVID, actually, the amount of people that they said died from COVID didn't really die of COVID. They died from the vaccine. And we also have come to learn that any of those people that were trying to show the actual science and show that, hey, natural immunity will cure you. You don't need the bioweapon. This is not a pandemic like they're saying. They were targeted as domestic violent extremists and they were censored. Catherine Herridge put this out and said, Biden administration labeled opponents of COVID mandates as domestic violent extremists. The designation infringed on the First Amendment and opened the door to investigating Americans for vaccine mandate skepticism. The Biden administration labeled Americans who oppose the COVID-19 vaccination and mask mandates as domestic violent extremists, or DVEs, according to newly declassified intelligence records obtained by Public, Schellenberger, and Galaxy Brain, and Catherine Herridge reports. The designation created an articulable purpose for the FBI or other government agents to open up an assessment of individuals, which is often the first step toward a formal investigation. The report with the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has declassified claims that the anti-government or anti-authority violent extremists, specifically militias, characterize COVID-19 vaccinations and mask mandates as evidence of government overreach. A sweeping range of COVID narratives, the report states, have resonated with DVEs motivated by QAnon. The FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and the National Counterterrorism Center co-authored the December 13, 2021 intelligence product, whose title reads, DVEs and Foreign Analogs May React Violently to COVID-19 Mitigation Mandates. The report cites criticism of mandates as prominent narratives related to violent extremism. These narratives include the belief of COVID-19 vaccines are unsafe, especially for children, are part of a government or global conspiracy to deprive individuals of their civil liberties and livelihoods, or are designed to start a new social or political order. It's a way they could go to social media companies and say, you don't want to propagate domestic terrorism, so you should take down this content. And that's exactly what they did. And let's see, the vaccines are unsafe. They shouldn't be given to children. They were trying to reduce the population. The fertility rates, they're going to decline because of this. And people are getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and they're dying suddenly. So let's see, the conspiracy is completely true, and they were trying to shut down the truth. So basically, we're dealing with a tyrannical government. So they didn't want anyone to know this because they couldn't follow through with actually killing the people. They couldn't follow through with depopulation. They couldn't follow through with their agenda. So everything that was said during this period of time is absolutely true. And who was pushing all of this? Yes, it was the deep state. But you remember, it's the system. The system works together. The Vigilant Fox put this out and said, President Trump just said the quiet part out loud. Big Pharma owns your politicians. It's the most powerful lobby in the world, Trump says, the drug company. They have tremendous power over the Senate, over the House, over the governors, over everybody. Trump exposed an open secret no other president would dare. The people making your laws are bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. Now everyone knows it. What do you think was happening during COVID? You think the pharmaceutical company wasn't directing the tyrannical government? Absolutely. This is the system. And now, everything that was a conspiracy is turning out to be true. Now, the other thing that we know is that Trump, he is shutting down these universities like Harvard because they've been brainwashing our children, creating a generation of individuals that do not believe in America. And Trump, he decided, you know what? Harvard, you're not allowed to bring in international students. You're not going to be getting money from the government. You're not following what we said. And of course, what is Harvard doing? They're going to sue the Trump administration, and a judge is going to block the foreign student ban. And that's exactly what just happened. Because again, they don't want their system to end. And yes, the judges, they're all part of it. And once again, if we go back to the judge that actually blocked Trump from shutting down the Department of Education, we've just found out a little bit more about this individual. Laura Loomer put this out and said, Judge Mayon June, the Korean-born Biden-appointed federal judge who just blocked President Trump from shutting down the Department of Education over DEI and LGBTQ agendas in public schools, has a trans son who thinks he's a girl. The trans son is named Marshall Yuan, and he works for his mother's DEI company called Diversity Work. Judge Yuan failed to disclose the conflict of interest created by his wife's job and his son's mental disorder. Marshall Yuan has they, he, she pronouns in his bio on the website Diversity Work. The pro-DEI company is his mother, is the principal, and basically Marshall works for them. So this is a huge conflict of interest. And again, you always look at the wives, you look at the children, and you can see that they are all part of the system. And this is why these judges are out there trying to shut down what Trump and the Patriots are trying to do. Because again, this is how they have the money flow in. This is how they push their agenda. And if you look, every single judge is pretty much the same. Yes, when you look at the judge, you say, oh, he's the judge. But then you look at the wife and you look at the children. Most of these people have NGOs or they have certain companies where they're receiving funds. And again, they don't want their way of life to end because they're profiting immensely from the system. And since they're profiting and since they're doing this illegally, as usual, what happens? Well, they're controlled. And the judges then are activated and they say, you need to stop what Trump is doing. And this is why you see all the judges coming out of the shadows. This is Trump's plan. bring the judges out of the shadows so everyone can see. It's going to make it a lot easier to impeach all these people. Are they going to be impeached before the midterms? Most likely not. But after the midterms, once we win and we take back the House, if we take the Senate, when I take it back, I don't mean just have the majority. I'm saying remove the D's, remove the rhinos. The Patriots have the control in the House and Senate. Once that is the case, these judges that outed themselves, they're gone. And I do believe they will be gone because remember, what are people witnessing right now? They're witnessing the D party, the fake news, the judges, the whole system. They're defending the criminals. They're defending child mutilation. They're defending everything but Americans. Really think about this. And even the fake news. They are defending the mutilation of children. NBC News put this out. The tax bill passed by the House would bar Medicaid coverage of all transgender care and prohibit plans offered under the Affordable Care Act exchanges from covering such care as essential health benefit. You mean the mutilation of children? So that's what they're defending. And think about Obamacare, why that was put into place. That should tell you everything you need to know. And now we know why Kathy Hochul is so panicked and why she came out and said, why is the DOJ going after all the people in New York? Like Cuomo, who threw sick people into nursing homes and killed the people in the nursing homes. Why are they going after Letitia James, where she basically lied on her mortgage forms and went after Trump with no case whatsoever? She's panicking because she's going to be losing in the polls. She's already losing in the polls. Interactive Polls put this out, and it says Hochul 43%, Stefanik 42%. Election Wizard said Dems in trouble. They are, and it's going to get worse and worse for them. But we could see Trump, he is now winning every step of the way. Now, yes, the judges, they're going to try to block him. Trump's going to bring the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's going to rule in his favor. The judges aren't going to listen. But Trump, he wants the people to see this because, again, the judicial system is part of the deep state system. And that is what he's showing you. But Margo Cleveland put this out and said, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals denies NBank consideration and refuses to lift stay entered by panel. Panel had stayed injunction ordering global media to reinstate fired folks. Carrie Lake says a huge victory in court for the Constitution and President Trump's Article 2 powers. Also for U.S. AGM, the agency I oversee. The biggest winner in this is the American taxpayer. Turns out a D.C. District Court judge can't be a member of the judiciary and run an executive branch agency at the same time. And the other thing that we could see is that Kristi Noem, she has now won her case and she's celebrating because those individuals that were suing DHS, they voluntarily dismissed the lawsuit against her department. The lawsuit that was brought by Espinoza Escalona versus Noem was filed by 10 migrants detained in Texas who challenged their deportation to El Salvador, alleging violation of due process. Well, they were deported and the case was dismissed. And Secretary Kristi Noem says, suck it. That was very funny. And the other thing that we see is that Trump won the case against Gwynne Wilcox and others because he fired Gwynne Wilcox and others from the National Labor Relations Board. And of course, she used the narrative, he fired me because I was black or it's racist or whatever. George put this out and said, Wilcox appealed her firing, saying, as the first black woman board member, I brought a unique perspective that I believe will be lost upon my unprecedented and illegal removal. I will be pursuing all legal avenues to challenge my removal, which violates longstanding Supreme Court precedent. Someone needs to tell her she didn't get fired for being black. She got fired for being a clown at her job. So the Supreme Court ruled that the president can fire federal executives without cause. It was a 6-3 split. So now Trump can fire anyone he wants. So there was no precedent in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court just ruled against her. And actually, this set a precedent that, yes, Trump has the ability to fire people in the executive branch. Kat Church says, nobody cares what federal judges have to say anymore. They've destroyed their reputations and exposed themselves as activists and frauds. The federal judiciary credibility crisis is self-inflicted, if you really look at it. And you see it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And what's very interesting is that the entire Biden scandal is blowing up in the D's face. It's blowing up in the fake news face. And what's really happening right now is that they're giving Trump all the evidence he needs to show that there was a cover-up, that Biden wasn't running the country, that they committed fraud every step of the way. Paul Sperry put this out and said, House Oversight Committee has sent a letter to Biden's White House Dr. O'Connor demanding he comply with a request for a transcribed interview to ensure your health reports were not subject to any improper influence. You think they were? Absolutely. Why do you think they brought this doctor in there so he could cover it up? But the other thing that's really interesting about this, and when we look at his cognitive ability, they knew that he had cancer a long time ago. Why do I say this? Because some prostate cancer drugs, particularly androgen deprivation therapy, ADT, can cause cognitive side effects in certain patients. ADT reduces testosterone levels, which may lead to issues like memory problems, difficulty concentrating, or mental fog, often referred to as chemo brain or cognitive impairment. Now think about what you saw with Biden. Does that not fit in? So they knew he had cancer and he was taking certain drugs that was giving the people the impression that he was cognitively impaired, that he had dementia. He would forget things. He would mumble. He had mental fogs. It's all starting to fit in. So did he really have dementia? Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. But it looks like the drug might have caused this, which means they knew going into this that he had cancer. They lied to the people. And then as he was taking the drugs and he had this mental fog, he had difficulty concentrating, they pretended that didn't exist to cover up the fact that he was taking the medication because of his cancer. So every step of the way, they lied to the people over and over and over. And they just handed all the evidence to Ed Martin. I mean, really think about it. Because now we know who ran the auto pen. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, massive scandal explodes in D.C. DOJ pardon attorney Ed Martin drops bombshell. Ron Klain, Anita Dunn, Steve Ricchetti, Bob Bauer, and even Jill Biden named by whistleblower in Joe Biden's auto pen scandal. 100 times bigger than Watergate. Forged pardons, abuse of power. Where are the arrests? Well, I do believe they're coming. But it's interesting that he said bigger than Watergate because that reminds me of Post. 4771, September 25th, 2020. Down below, there's a meme. And it says Watergate. It looks like a little rowboat. And then you have a cruise ship, which is Obamagate. So do you think all these people that were running the Biden administration, who do you think they were taking their instructions from? We know it's not Biden. I do believe it was Obama. He was the one in the background. I wonder when these individuals are going to sing. This is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. And once again, the press, they all knew what was going on. And if you really look at what they've done here, they knew that he had cancer and they knew the drug was causing these problems. And Peter Ducey, he asked a question to the White House press secretary. He said, President Trump says that he thinks unelected Biden staffers concealed his decline so that they could use the levers of power for their own personal gain. Karen Levitt said, that's not just the president thinking that. These are facts that are now finally being revealed. Think about that for a second. So Trump, he now has the evidence to show that fraud has been committed on we the people, and fraud vitiates everything, especially if they now start to look into the cancer drug, when cancer actually started, how long they knew, that they knew the drug was going to cause his problems, how they were hiding the fact that he was taking the drug. I think that's why they were hiding all this, because they didn't want people to know that he had cancer, that he was taking this drug and it was making it so he couldn't function. That's what they were covering up right there. But Trump, every step of the way, I do believe what he's going to do is he's going to show, with all the evidence that's being produced right now, he's going to show that fraud was committed on this country, and everything that Biden has done is should be null and void. And I do believe in the end that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, we know that Trump, the Patriots, they need to take full and utter control, and we need to win the midterms. And the only way to do this is to remove the cheating system, because you know the deep state players, they're going to use their cheating system to try to keep control of the House and Senate, because that's all they have left right now. Once they lose control of that, they're screwed because they don't control the agencies. The agencies are being cleaned out right now. And Trump, every step of the way, what is he doing? He's making sure the deep state players can't rig the elections. He already signed the executive order that you have to show proof of citizenship. Yes, that all the Secretary of States, they have to follow through on this. And we also know that DOGE has just cleaned up the Social Security numbers. They marked all the Social Security numbers from 120 years older as deceased. So that removes 12 million Social Security numbers that the illegals can't use, the deep state can't use. And Trump, he just did something else that's going to stop them. He is reforming the agency's systematic alien verification for entitlements program. It's actually called SAVE, to more efficiently keep foreign nationals, including illegal aliens, off state voter rolls. USCIS officials announced reforms to the nation's SAVE program so that the state election officials can enter Social Security numbers to verify a voter's registrant American citizenship and thus eligibility to vote. Department of Government Efficiency officials said in April they had discovered thousands of foreign nationals on only a handful of state voter rolls and suggested the issue could be more widespread. The reforms partner USCIS and Social Security Administration together so that cases to verify American citizenship can be created using SSNs rather than an alien number, typically only held by the Department of Homeland Security. So now, since they cleaned all of this up, this is going to be very, very difficult for the deep state players to rig this election coming up. And this is why they're panicking so much, because everything that they've created is being dismantled right in front of their eyes. And all they have left is these illegals, which means they might use them in a different way. And this is why they're trying to stop Trump from deporting them, because without them, they're screwed. And this is what Trump is showing the people. He's showing the people the truth. And once people see it all, people see the system, this is when people find the will to change. When we're really talking about the D's, when they finally say, wow, I never knew this. And yes, it's hard to break down the brainwashing. It's hard to convince people. I'm sure you know family members where it's very, very difficult to convince them that, yeah, this is not true. But as they see it over time, eventually what happens is it starts to break down and they start to accept it and they start to digest it. And this reminds me of post 4318. Only when information truth becomes free, uncontrolled, will people awaken to the levers of control placed upon them. Only then will people find the will to change. Only then will people regain control, power. And that is what we're witnessing right now. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.